So we hear a lot about the benefits of getting into nature for our mind and our body, but are we making the most of the nature on our doorsteps? Connor Hall used to work in construction and ground maintenance. He started his very own forest school to teach children more about the outdoors. And he took our reporter Elliot Green along to one of his sessions to find out a little bit more.
I'm walking through Woolley Wood in Sheffield. It's not far from Meadowhall train station, but it is a beautiful spring day. The sun is trickling down through the trees, the first bits of green on the branches, the bluebells have come out too. I'm here to meet Connor Hall and experience a morning at the Storybook Forest School.
We'll start with morning introduction, a bit of a safety talk. We take kids around site, we show them where all the facilities can be found, so like our 12-foot bell tent.
He's been involved in forest schools for a few years now and founded his own Storybook Forest School in October 2022. He wanted to use his experience in grounds maintenance to share his passion for the outdoors with young people.
We'll have one group doing a bit of free play, so exploring and doing whatever they're interested in. We'll get second group maybe using a few tools or doing some den building. Throughout the day, we usually just see which direction it goes. We try and encourage as much group work as possible. And then towards the end of the day, we slowly start winding things down by having a group tidy up. We'll all sit around Fire Square together. We'll have a little bit of campfire. We'll have campfire treats. So some days we'll do pizza breads, sometimes we'll do garlic bread balls, popcorn, but we always have a marshmallow at the end of every session. We do a bit of a review and reflection to see how the kids have enjoyed it, if there's anything they didn't enjoy, is there anything that they'd like to do that they didn't get a chance to do that during that session.
Now, spring's here and Connor is in his element. I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone. We've got saws for cutting wood for dens, we've got whittling knives to make bows and arrows, we've got pruning shears, and we're even going to start a fire from scratch to toast, of course, some marshmallows.
Perfect.
Olivia and Frankie are here today and they've been on the hunt for wild garlic so they can turn it into lovely garlic bread balls.
We're cutting up the garlic leaves so it looks good when we cut it to garlic balls.
And this is all garlic you got yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, in the wild, so we don't have to pay. So basically we're saving money.
Last time it was right.
Take a couple of pinches of garlic, throw them into the pot.
What's your favourite thing about coming to these sessions?
When we play games, like 1, 2, 3, where are you?
Probably like going outside, seeing what you can find and see what you can do. Like younger people, like some people like sitting indoors on their Xbox all day. Sometimes I go outside and play some football, because like my friends aren't really like into going outdoors, so sometimes if I could, I could bring them out and show them what's like, how good nature is and stuff.
What an absolute delight, Elliot Green, our reporter, talking to Connor Hall. So